Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
我是魏然，杨林休假，我来代班。
What is the word for 2013? We will find out.
人靠衣服，马靠鞍，这句话在职场是否适合呢？李杰美语为您介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what too close for comfort and won't do something to save your life mean.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Selfie. Selfie is spelled S-E-L-F-I-E. Selfie.
Selfie, 名词自拍照片。
From October 20th to the 27th,Selfie was mentioned in Facebook status updates over 368,000 times.
10月20号到27号这段时间里，脸书用户状态更新里提到自拍字眼的就有 36.8 万次。
Many drivers are using their smartphones to take selfies while driving.
现在很多人一边开车一边用智能手机自拍。
Experts warn that people taking driving selfies are putting their safety and that of those around them in danger.
有关专家警告说，边开车边自拍的人让自己和周围的人的安全都受到了威胁。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Selfie Selfie Selfie
不要说是拍 Selfie， 方向盘后面的开车一族真是干什么的都有。
Yeah, my sister always puts on her makeup while on the way to work.
I even saw people playing Candy Crush Saga, 糖果粉碎游戏 behind the wheel.
I may have tried that once, and ended up almost kissing the car in front of me. I gotta say, it was way too close for comfort.
真是太危险了。不过 Mike, 你正好介绍了我们下面要学的习惯用语，一起来听。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第895讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我刚才和表姐吃午饭，她告诉我一个好消息，那就是他们公司的裁员大潮，她躲过去了。这一个月来，和她资历接近的同事一个一个被炒鱿鱼，她本来以为下一个就轮到自己了。没想到裁员结束了，而他留了下来。虽然保住了工作，但是他这段日子提心吊胆的心情让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Too close for comfort. Too is spelled T-O-O. Close, C-L-O-S-E, and comfort, C-O-M-F-O-R-T. Too close for comfort.
Close.是接近的意思 ,comfort, 表示舒服 ,too close for comfort, 字面的意思就是过于接近太相似了让人不舒服。根据语境 ,too close for comfort, 有时可以表示险些遇到不好的结果。比如我表姐在这次裁员潮当中离被炒鱿鱼就是 too close for comfort, 险些就丢掉工作了。在生活中，我们或多或少都会做一些打擦边球的事儿，就是明知道有危险，也抱着侥幸的心理去做。比如，有人在开车的时候打手机，甚至会发短信。我们来听听下面这个司机的遭遇。
I should have been more careful driving home. I was answering a text message. I had only looked away from the road for a couple of seconds, but when I looked up, the car ahead of me had stopped abruptly.That was too close for comfort. I barely missed plowing into him.
这段话的意思是，我当时真该小心点。那一天，我开车回家，边开车边回短信。虽然只有几秒钟没有看路，可当我重新把目光转回路上的时候，发现我前面的车已经突然停住了。太危险了，我差点就撞上他了。
打电话、发短信、上网，这些事儿，请您不要在开车的时候做。开车的时候需要的是全神贯注，车祸往往就是司机分心造成的，几秒钟的注意力不集中就可能导致车毁人亡的悲剧。刚才那个司机离车祸已经很近了 ，too close for comfort， 我们再来听听刚才那段话吧。
I should have been more careful. Driving home, I was answering a text message. I had only looked away from the road for a couple of seconds, but when I looked up, the car ahead of me had stopped abruptly. That was too close for comfort. I barely missed plowing into him.
刚才我们说到开车需要全神贯注，在下面这个句子中，一个学生则意识到上学也得专心，上课走神不行，要逃学那就更不成了。我们来听听他是怎么说的。
I'll never skip school again. When I stopped at a restaurant for lunch, I saw the assistant principal sitting across from me. Luckily, I managed to slip out the door without being noticed. The risk of getting caught was too close for comfort.I learned my lesson.
这段话的意思是，我再也不会逃学了。那一天，我逃课去饭馆吃饭，结果看到副校长就坐在我的对面。幸运的是，我趁他没注意，从门口溜走了。我差一点就被副校长抓个正着，这下我可长记性了。
这孩子，因为差点被抓到，才不敢继续逃课。其实，就算没有巧遇副校长，他也应该想想现在那么多孩子想上学却上不起上不了，和他们相比，他真应该珍惜受教育的机会才对。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I'll never skip school again. When I stopped at a restaurant for lunch, I saw the assistant principal sitting across from me. Luckily, I managed to slip out the door without being noticed. The risk of getting caughtwas too close for comfort. I learned my lesson.
好了，我们今天学习的习惯用语是 too close for comfort， 表示太接近了，太像了，让人不舒服。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Mike, 你上学的时候是不是经常逃课啊?
What? No, I never played hooky. But I was sent home once for wearing a t-shirt with inappropriate words on it.
Really? What did it say?
I probably shouldn't say. But I did learn my lesson. Dressing properly is important no matter who you are. Let's listen to our next segment, Business Etiquette, and learn more.
礼节美语。
Kathy 早上上班见到同事 Adam。
Hi Adam, nice tie.
Thanks.
By the way, can I ask you a personal question?
Ask away.
How come you're the only one at the office who wears a tie to work every day? I'm not criticizing your fashion choices, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
No, I'm happy to answer that question. I assume you're like most peopleYou prefer to wear comfortable clothing whenever possible, right?
Kathy 问了 Adam 一个
personal question,
私人问题，问他为什么每天上班都穿西服领带，而公司的着装标准并不严格，所以其他人一般是怎么舒服怎么穿。Kathy 还补充说
I'm not criticizing your fashion choices.
意思是说，我不是想对你的穿着指手画脚，而只是好奇而已。Kathy 承认，平时如果没事儿，她就会穿得很随便。
Absolutely. If it's a special event or a business meeting or something, then sure, I'll put on a suit or a nice business dress. But I much prefer to dress more casually.
I understand that logic. But of course, you've heard about power dressing, no?
Yeah, you wear nicer looking clothes, people take you more seriously, right?
That's the idea. I think everybody knows that the clothing we wear affects how others perceive us.But I've also discovered that what I wear affects how I think.
Really? That's an interesting idea. What exactly do you mean?
Kathy 说，如果有什么特别活动或者是要开会，
She'll put on a suit or a nice business dress.
她会穿西装或者套装，否则的话，她还是喜欢穿得随便一些。
To dress more casually.
Adam 问 Kathy 有没有听过
power dressing
这个说法，也就是说，如果穿得正式，别人会更把你当回事儿。 Adam 说他发现
Power dressing
不仅会影响别人对自己的看法，同时也会对他自己的精神状态产生影响。
Well, there's a lot of research out there that says the position of our bodies affects our thoughts.
I've heard about that. I read an article that said if you sit up straight, your thoughts become sharper than if you were slouching.
Exactly. But there are some new studies that show what you are wearing can also affect your thoughts.
Give me an example.
Well, scientists found that students who were wearing white lab coats performed better on tests than students who were wearing their own clothes.
Ah, so...Because the white lab coat has an association with intelligence, the students' brains actually got more intelligent?
有很多研究显示，一个人身体的姿势往往会对人的思维产生影响。比如，坐直了就比窝着的时候思维更敏锐。
Slouch is spelled S-L-O-U-C-H, slouch.
意思是很放松地窝在那里，蜷在那里。Adam 补充说，现在的一些新研究发现，
What you are wearing can also affect your thoughts.
一个人的穿着也会对他的思维产生影响。比如说，穿着实验室白大褂的学生，考试往往比穿日常衣服的学生成绩好。因为穿着白大褂会让学生觉得自己智商更高，因此考试时大脑的表现也就更出色。
英语里面好像有句话叫You are what you wear, 没错吧?
Absolutely. For instance, if you wear casual clothes to an interview, you pretty much have blown your chances of landing that job.
我看到有研究说,第一印象的形成其实只需要三到五秒钟。
Therefore, image management is very important. Let's keep on listening to the second half of Business Etiquette.
礼节美语
Kathy 跟同事 Adam 正在讨论一个人的穿着是否会对他的精神状态产生影响。Adam 说
Have you ever heard the saying, clothes make the man? It might be truer than we imagine.
When a police officer or firefighter puts on their uniform, it must affect their psychology. It probably gives them a sense of responsibility and authority.
Absolutely. When a judge puts on that heavy black robe, it transmits an image of power.But it also serves as a reminder to the judge of the responsibility of their position.
I know when I'm wearing a nice suit, I feel a lot more confident. If I'm going out for a night on the town and I'm all dressed up, I feel a lot better about myself than if I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
英语里有一种说法叫做
Clothes make the man.
相当于中文说的人靠衣衫马靠鞍。Adam 说这句老话恐怕比我们想的更有道理。警察穿上警服，消防员穿上消防服，法官穿上黑色长袍，都会平添一种使命感和权威感。Kathy 说，她每次穿西装也会倍感自信。还说，晚上出去吃饭消遣时，如果
dressed up
精心打扮，就会自我感觉更好。她所说的
go out for a night on the town
是一种固定说法，意思是出去吃饭、喝酒、看节目、消遣。
Yeah.I think everyone recognizes that part about the power of clothes. But that's not exactly why I wear a tie to work every day.
You wear it because you think it makes you smarter.
Yes. I think putting on a shirt and tie actually affects the way my brain works.
That's a very interesting concept.
My eyes look down and see what I'm wearing, and my brain gets a reminder that I'm a businessman. And I think the brain responds to expectations.
Adam 说他每天穿西装打领带不是给别人看的，更多是在提醒自己，随时提醒自己是商业人士，这样大脑就会做出反应，做出的事说出的话都会更加得体。
It's kind of like an actor trying to play a role. You have to have the right costume.
I think that's a good way of expressing it. I'm sure it's much harder for actors and actresses to get into character before they put on the right costume.
Yeah.But after the clothes and the makeup go on, they look in the mirror, and their brains are able to shift into the role.
The symbolic meaning of a tie is business. And so for me, it's an identifying symbol that I think affects both how others see me and how I see myself.
Interesting. Maybe I should start wearing a suit.
这就跟演员穿上戏服才能进入角色一样。Adam 觉得这种比喻恰如其分。
That's a good way of expressing it.
演员穿上戏服，化好妆，看着镜子里的自己，他们的大脑就会做出反应。
Help them shift into the role.
帮他们进入角色。Adam 最后说，西装领带对他来说就是一种定位的象征符号，不仅影响到别人对他的看法，也会影响到他自己的精神状态。
Clothes make the man.
也可以说
You are what you wear.
人靠衣衫，马靠鞍。
小金豆看什么呢？这么认真？
哎呦，逗死我了！
上班不许看美剧。
什么看美剧？我学习呢。这可不是一般的美剧，这是另类英语教学美剧。美语怎么说？
你英语不是专八吗？不用学啦。
我专八还优秀呢，还不是哑巴英语。这里教的词儿我都没听过，你也赶紧的吧。
美国之音新版视频英语教学节目《美语怎么说》，主持人 Mike 和杨林带您走进美国年轻人的日常生活，边乐边学地道美语。上新浪微博或者优酷搜索《美语怎么说》，精彩原创视频每周更新，敬请关注哦。
Adam 说，穿西装打领带不光是给别人看，也是在随时提醒自己说话做事都要符合身份，这一点我倒真没想到。
I agree that when I dress formally, my self-image does go up a notch.
看来以后上班真是要改变形象，不能穿这么随便了。
Yeah, it's always better to overdress than to underdress. Okay, let's listen to another Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
我们要学的词是
relinquish. Relinquish is spelled R-E-L-I-N-Q-U-I-S-H. Relinquish.
Relinquish, 动词，意思是放弃。
Tina Turner recently filed paperwork to relinquish her American citizenship.
蒂娜·特纳最近递交了申请文件，放弃自己美国公民的身份。《华尔街日报》的报道说
，Experts believe increased tax enforcement.Is the major reason for a record number of U.S. taxpayers relinquishing their citizenship or green cards this year?
有关专家认为，税法的严格执行是造成今年放弃公民或绿卡的美国纳税人人数创下新高的主要原因。好的，今天我们学习的词是
relinquish, relinquish, relinquish.
Mike, 你那天不是还抱怨说交税太多吗？不如你也放弃公民吧。
Well, maybe one day I'll become filthy rich. Then I will think about it.
好的，让我们进入下面一个单元，美国习惯用语。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第896讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨晚我做东请客，亲自下厨，请表弟和他的女朋友来我们家吃饭。谁知道我辛苦做的红烧鲤鱼，表弟的女朋友却一口都不吃。因为这位小姐不吃姜，而我在鱼里放了姜丝。哎，虽然我白辛苦了一场，但是趁这个机会可以给大家介绍一个新的习惯用语。
To save one's life. Save is spelled S-A-V-E and life, L-I-F-E. To save one's life.
Save one's life. 这个词大家应该都很熟悉。放在一起不就是救命的意思吗？说的没错。可是我们今天要介绍的不是这个用法。当我们把一个有否定含义的句子和 to save one's life 放在一起的时候，意思就变成宁愿死也不肯做某事，绝对不做某事。我表弟的女朋友不吃姜，打死都不吃，就可以说
She wouldn't eat ginger to save her life.
在生活中总会有一些事情是我们绝对不做的，比如让你身上绑根绳子，从飞机或者悬崖上跳下去。看似有惊无险，可能有些人会愿意挑战看看，可还是有一些人是绝对不会做的，比如下面这个人。
Adventurous I am not. I'd rather die than go bungee jumping, skydiving, or mountain climbing. No one could get me to practice any of those sports to save my life. I'll let the thrill seekers have their fun. There's simply no possibility of me ever doing anything that's really dangerous.
这段话的意思是，我不是一个爱冒险的人，让我去蹦极、高空跳伞或是攀岩，还不如让我死了算了。任何人都休想让我玩这些东西。那些喜欢寻求刺激的人，尽可以去玩你们的，我是绝对不会做这些危险的事儿的。
哇，这个人还真是没有半点冒险精神，他大概只喜欢坐在家里安静的看书吧。当然了，人各有志，自己高兴就好。我们再来听听刚才那段话吧。
Adventurous I am not. I'd rather die than go bungee jumping, skydiving, or mountain climbing. No one could get me to practice any of those sports to save my life. I'll let the thrill seekers have their fun. There's simply no possibility of me ever doing anything that's really dangerous.
很多人梦想能上电视当名人，不过电视节目也不是那么好上的。听听下面这段话，您也想一想，这样的电视节目如果请您去，您会答应吗？
My girlfriend has been watching that new game show. Contestants have 1 minute to succeed at completing outrageous tasks. They might have to wrap all the toilet paper from a roll around their bodies or shake their heads over 170 times.Even for lots of money, my girlfriend would never try those things. She wouldn't look ridiculous on TV to save her life.
这段话的意思是，我女朋友很爱看电视上那个新的游戏节目，参赛者要在一分钟内完成一些非常难的任务，比如说他们可能要把整卷卫生纸缠在身上，或者要不停摇头170多下。就算电视台给我女朋友出很多钱，她也不会去做这些事情。她可绝对不愿意在电视上出洋相。
有些人不愿意在电视上出丑，可也有人并不在乎。比如现在很流行的歌手选秀节目，有些参赛者啊，唱得还真是难听。
They are not able to sing to save their lives.
根本就是五音不全，可是人家还是很有勇气地登上舞台了呀。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My girlfriend has been watching that new game show. Contestants have 1 minute to succeed at completing outrageous tasks. They might have to wrap all the toilet paper from a roll around their bodies or shake their heads over 170 times. Even for lots of money, my girlfriend would never try those things.She wouldn't look ridiculous on TV to save her life.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
刚才那个例句让我想起杨林了。我记得他在最近一集《视频美语怎么说》里说过，不化妆打死也不上电视。
I remember that episode too. She wouldn't show her face without makeup to save her life.
好了，同学们，这次节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
小金豆看什么呢？这么认真？
哎呀，逗死我了！
上班不许看美剧。
什么看美剧？我学习呢。这可不是一般的美剧，这是另类英语教学美剧。美语怎么说？
你英语不是专八吗？不用学啦。
我专班还优秀呢，还不是哑巴英语，这里教的词儿我都没听过，你也赶紧的吧。
美国之音新版视频英语教学节目《美语怎么说》，主持人 Mike 和杨林带您走进美国年轻人的日常生活，边乐边学地道美语。上新浪微博或者优酷搜索《美语怎么说》，精彩原创视频每周更新，敬请关注哦。